Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We welcome in Jake and Alice Gaydon live from Connecticut. Jake is in his family home getting ready. How many acres is the Gaydon plot of land on? Are we talking like 10? Do you have a pond, a forest behind you? Like, what's it look like out there? And what part of Connecticut is it?
Now, how close are you to Greenwich?
So let's start here, guys. It's called the Gaydon Estate. It's not the residence.
My mistake.
Let's get this right. All right. We are also maybe like less than a mile from the water of the Connecticut River. I live in Old Saybrook, Connecticut.
Old Saybrook. Okay. I lived in Groton for a few years, which is such a horrible name for
Groton.
A city.
What's wrong with these people? Why were they?
Old Saybrook is gorgeous, though.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous, and it's fantastic during the summers. The winter, not much going on out here. Groton, by the way, I think Blaze has a U.S. submarine base there. Still a big area and right by Rhode Island. We had a nice view of the Connecticut River, right by the water. You know, life's great out here in the Connecticut residence. How far am I from Greenwich? I would say like an hour from Greenwich.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Old Saybrook's not really close. It's closer to the the Rhode Island side, right? The Rhode Island side than
My next question. How far away are you from Bridgeport?
Still far away.
Yeah, he's safe enough.
I would be going to Bridgeport. If anywhere, we're going to New Haven. All right, New Haven is my spot. 25 minutes away, best pizza in the United States by far. And
shout out New Haven.
Has some great places to go visit.
Yeah, shout out New Haven.
I think the only thing I ever did in New Haven was get on the train.
Yeah, it's probably right.
Yeah, to get to Penn Station.
That's where Yale is. Is that where?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yale's in New Haven.
Yeah. Mike Tebow and his wonderful family lived in Old Saybrook. Spent a lot of time there.
Did you see UConn played at the Mohegan Sun the other day?
No.
When they played Michigan.
I didn't.
Okay. I'm going How far to UConn is that? On Friday, by the way. Yeah. What?
Mohegan Sun.
Mohegan's like 25-30 minutes away.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice spot. It's a really nice casino. Michael Jordan's restaurant is there, the steakhouse. It's dope. When they do the Hall of Fame stuff, they always go through Michael Jordan's restaurant at the casino.
Mohegan knows how to do a tournament. They really do. And it's unfortunate because, like, WNBA wise, I wish the Connecticut Sun got some more love, but it is what it is. Like, they had a better product, maybe more consistent, better product. More people would show up, but Mohegan Sun's a great, great basketball area.
I think it's one
go
of the,
gamble,
it's a tough audience because of like, it's a casino crowd. Like you go to Connecticut, or at least when I was there, you went to a Connecticut Sun game. I don't know there's a stat for the oldest fan base in the league, but I know Connecticut had it. Like they would, hey, could you guys turn the music down? You know, the little bump, bump, bump. It's too loud.
Stop.
Like, oh my God. Stop. Oh my God.
By the way, Jake doing this hit while he could literally be in the TD Garden getting ready for tip-off. An early 5 p.m. out there, 2 p.m. tip-off about to happen. Pistons-Celtics.
Pistons looking for 13 straight? Or 14?
I think it's 14.
Hey, okay. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to MSG on Friday. We're going to go see UConn take on Illinois and Andre Stojakovic. Oh,
that's a good look. There you go.
That's a good look.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a real good look.
Don't worry, Kenny. I got courtside seats for you. Don't worry.
Not for me. I mean for you. I ain't got nothing to do with courtside seats. That's all you.
Courtside Kenny. That's a thing.
Jake, we were talking about the Sacramento Kings when your video chat went live a few minutes ago, and we were sharing some of our frustrations with Domantas Sabonis. The Kings have won two in a row. Like, that's terrific. Kings have won two straight. Love that. But, you know, we saw the Hoops Hype report today from Michael Scotto about, yeah, you know, maybe Domas isn't necessarily thrilled with the trajectory of the Kings and maybe the way that Doug Christie is using him. And I think a lot of fans have grown frustrated with Domantas Sabonis over the course of the last year or so.
Yeah, I would agree. I've kind of got increasingly frustrated with Domas as well, because I think he's a great player, but it's been proven over the past year that he's not a 1A on a team. Mm-hmm. He's maybe a 1B or a 1C on the team. And on top of that, with Sabonis, is everything that you have wanted the organization to do over the past year and a half to better your career, they have done, and you still haven't gotten better, and you still want to complain. So my frustration with Domas is, like, he either be the solution or just be quiet. One of the two. Because if you continue just to complain, it's not going to get you anywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the problem that I have with Domas, especially when we're going to ask him next week or when he comes back, like, hey, is any of these reports are true? And all he's going to give us back is, I support our teammates, I support Doug, yada, yada, yada. It's like, don't be two-faced with us. Like, let's be straight up. Let's be honest with here. Either you're happy with the situation or you're not happy with the situation. And if you seriously think that if you get the ball in your hands more, the team is going to be better, well, that's great to hear. But right now, that team is not built the way you want it to be to work like that. Mm-hmm. If we had a bunch of shooters, yeah, of course, let's have a DHO game like what they had 2 years ago with the Beam team. But that's not what the team is made of. There's also, you know, there's spacing issues with Domas out there. And on top of that, like, he's not gotten any better. Like, we talked about it earlier a couple weeks ago. His shots are just not great. Mm-hmm. And, like, his three-point percentage down this year. His rebounding hasn't been great. And how about this? His defense is still average. One thing I'll say the difference is this. Keegan Murray has the right to – if Keegan Murray wanted to come out and complain and be frustrated with what's going on, so be it. You want to know why? Because Keegan has gotten better every single year in his game. Name one thing that Domas has done over the past 3 years other than shoot more threes and get a higher three-point percentage that he has elevated his game. He's been very consistent. He picks up his double-doubles because of a stat sheet. He's able to be an offensive, be able to run the offense and basically be a second point guard to the team. But he doesn't get any better on the defensive side of the ball. And that's probably the biggest knock that he's had in his game. So my frustration, again, with Domas is, until you're the solution, shut your trap.
And, you know, look, I've never been in these situations, so maybe it's easier said than done. But if I was Domas and I didn't say any of this, or I didn't, I would let it be known, look, this ain't got, I don't know where you're getting this. This isn't anything that I said. If you want to know exactly what's going on, I'll tell you, or I won't tell you directly for me, but it's not going to be me talking to somebody else and getting things leaked to the media and leaked to the public. That's how I would address it. And him just like saying, oh, you know, I'm here to support this thing. That's not even answering the question that could potentially be an ask. Like, do you feel this way? It's a kind of a yes or no situation.
And that's the frustrating part, because I think the only time when we interview Domas, I think Domas is not a great interview. Now, he's willing to do it on a consistent basis, which I really do appreciate as a media member, but his answers are usually just blowover answers, right? There's nothing concrete out of him. The most concrete answer that I've ever got from him in my 3 years of covering him is at the end of the year last year, when we asked what went wrong, and before Jeremiah Samuelson could even finish the question, he said we needed a point guard. That was the most honest, direct thing I've heard out of Domantas Sabonis' mouth in the 3 years he's been here. So I think more honesty and more directness is something that we'll need from him to be maybe validate some of the issues that he has. But if you just scapegoat it with some of the la-di-da type stuff that he's been saying over the past 3 years of being a good teammate, you know, we're going to try hard. We got to fix some things. We're going to, you know, talk internally, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I don't want the cookie cutter answer. I want the real Domas and how you feel. And then maybe we can give some validity to some of the issues that you're having because you point out X, Y, and Z in your answer. But until you give that answer, like, man, your actions speak louder than your words. And right now the actions don't qualify for what you're complaining about.
What did you think about the, I guess, revelation that the Sacramento Kings inquired about Ja Morant?
Not surprised by that. Same thing they did last year with Trae Young. They're going to inquire on all these guys. But like as Sam Amick put in the article a couple days ago, and what I've continuously gotten through my sources, is it's still an evaluation period for this team. They're still trying to see what moves make sense. There's nothing permanent or 100% direction of what they're going to be taking moving forward. Do I think everyone's on the table other than Keegan Murray, Nick Clifford, and Maxine Raynaud? Absolutely. That doesn't mean they trade everybody, though. Like, I still think, you know, DeMar DeRozan, as we've talked about, is probably the most clear-cut guy to be given or to be traded this season, heading to probably the Clippers. That just makes too much sense in what's been reported. But, like, there's a report today that Keon Ellis is probably going to be heading towards a messy divorce with the team. And I sit there and I say, you know what? That makes sense. But I also heard exactly what Scott Perry has said multiple times on record, saying he loves Keon. He loves what he can bring to the team. So, you know, again, actions speak louder than words. I think they're going to continuously check in with all these different teams around the league to see what options are available before they pull any triggers with any of these trades. But right now, we're in an evaluation period, guys. Nothing will happen until mid-December. Once December 15th to February 5th hits, you can speculate all you want, but nothing's going to happen between now and December 15th.
Divorce can't be that messy when you're getting DMPs. Mm. That's like saying we got a messy divorce, but one of the spouses moved out a month ago. Hmm. No, just sign the papers, man. You guys already.
I think the DMPs, though, a lot have it to do is it's just the log jam they have at the guard position.
Sure.
Like, I think the minute you get rid of, not get rid of, but if you trade DeMar DeRozan, right, and you get a forward position, right, with that, like a John Collins or something like that, I think that opens up minutes not only for Nick Clifford, but Keon Ellis. Like, I just think that it gives you more options coming off the bench and different lineups. Because, again, Keon Ellis has been one of the most impactful players when he plays. The 5 minutes he played the other night was just incredible defense. And what he did with Keegan Murray is fantastic. You know the lineup I really want to see? Like, I really, really, really want to see? I want to see Russell, Keon, Keegan, Precious, and whoever you want to throw out the five. It's Max, Drew, whatever it may be. That's going to be one of the most disgusting defensive lineups that the Kings have. And I want to see how they work together on that team. And then offensively, can they make it work from there? But defensively, if you have those four guys out there, even if you want to put Dennis in for Russ, because he's great defensively as well, like, I'm intrigued to see what all those four guys look together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, and I'll give the flip side to some of the conversations we've had about Keon Ellis and this you know, new regime and how they feel about him. I will say it might be more of a minutes roster construction logjam at the position thing, because just our thoughts of knowing how Doug Christie likes to play basketball, and the guy, it doesn't make sense that Keon is not playing. Right?
Sure, yeah, like, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
It doesn't add up that Doug sees basketball a certain way and Keon would get DMPs. That's why I feel like it lends itself more to maybe some roster politics, or even, hey, we just got too many guys at this position right now to find some minutes for you, and I'm trying to win some games. But that's kind of where I'm leaning. Like, nah, they like him. They want Keon. They gotta work through some things first.
And that's, I think, we'll solve it. The issues they have with Keon Ellis will solve themselves. That's why I don't see them trading him at the trade deadline. I just don't see it. Because until you know what he have in him, which you still don't know because he's not getting the playing time, then I don't understand why you would just continue to get rid of him. Now, do I think that Keon Ellis is a gem and you can never find another player like that in the NBA? No, I think there's a lot of 3-and-D type of players, but what Keon brings and at the price that he would bring it at, I think that's a very valuable asset.
You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, KRXQ HD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Our man Jake Gaydon joining us live from his home in Connecticut. Jake, what do you think of the fact that this team has won back-to-back games here after that just awful stretch of basketball that lasted 13, 14 awful days? They've gotten a couple wins here in a row.
I think they can win the third straight tonight, guys. Like, truly. Like, not scared of the Suns. And I think what Keegan Murray brings to this team is something that we have completely missed. Like, absolutely completely missed. And I love the effort that they've been playing with lately. And specifically in that last game, like, I think people, and maybe I value him more because I like him as a person, but, like, Malik Monk was phenomenal in that fourth quarter and overtime stretch last game. Like, I don't think the Kings win that game over the Timberwolves if Malik Monk does not play. Not because of his offensive output, but, like, his ability, like, his diving for the ball as the rebound trying to go out of bounds in that overtime period, like, that epitomizes the hustle play that Doug Christie has been talking about for months. Mm-hmm. Like, you need that, and more consistently. And I think you bring Keegan Murray brings that, Malik Monk brings that. I want to see that more consistently. What also I liked about this game is Doug is finally not saying, like, hey, I have to play my starters, the guys that I'm getting paid $40 million in the final 5-8 minutes of the game. Whatever's working, he's setting out there. And if that's DeMar sitting on the bench, if that's Zach sitting on the bench, whatever it may be, Dennis sitting on the bench, he's going to do it. Because right now, winning is at the highest priority. And I think that change over the past two games has been something that has propelled the Kings to win back-to-back games. I'm not scared of the Suns. I think they can win their third straight tonight. And then you're going to start seeing some Kings basketball that you could be proud of, truly. Like, the past two games is Kings basketball. Blood, sweat, and tears. Physical. Effort on every single play. The one thing I'm still curious about is what their identity is on offense. Still don't think they have that. Defensively, you know, because they played better, they're able to push the ball a little bit better, and that's how unlock the offense of playing fast. But their half-court offense, I don't understand it. It's a lot of ISO ball. So I would like to see them continuously try new things and see what works instead of just playing one-on-one basketball, which they've been doing a lot, where it's either the ball in Zach's hands or in DeMar's hands. I want to see more of, like, you know, flare screens for Keegan, right? Or I want to see, you know, a pick and roll option with Eubanks and Russell Westbrook and see if that opens up anything. But right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they win their third straight tonight.
Do you, speaking of Malik Monk a little bit, do you have a read on how the organization views him? Because obviously that was a big topic of conversation in the offseason, his trade value, all this other stuff. And me and Dame have said a number of different times we disagree with the organization's view, and then seeing him in moments like they had the other night, it's like, come on, man. I hope they are if it was a negative outlook, I hope they're reevaluating that, because he's a guy that you're talking about building a culture. You probably would want to build a culture with, I would think.
No, and I think that that's the frustration that I have. What does the organization think of Malik that's different than what we see on the basketball court? Because it's got to be something behind the scenes or something like that, because I think Malik is the epitome of what Scott K. Perry is looking for in terms of the six pillars of what he's looking for a Kings basketball player. He's physical, professional. Like, we can go down the whole list of it, right? From my understanding, though, I think it's the reason that they are looking to unload him as an asset is because of the contract of what they have, and they just think that's an over evaluation of him. But at the same time, though, I think that what Malik brings is something that a lot of teams yearn for, which is that six-man role, a punch off the bench. And that's where I'm just intrigued of, you know, why they don't value it as much as they do, because, you know, I love the idea of him coming off the bench and providing that offensive spark, especially when the starters have been slow to start. And again, he's been a guy that's been closing these games lately for the Kings, especially in the last two wins. I just think he's a guy that I'm intrigued to why his value is low, not only within the Kings organization, but within the league, because of what he can bring offensively. Defensively, I understand that maybe his, like, he has stupid fouls and everything like that, but, you know, he makes winning basketball plays a lot. And yes, maybe sometimes offensively he takes a bad shot, but those bad shots turn him into a microwave sometimes. And that's what happened two nights ago, and went off for 9 points in the final 4 minutes of the game or whatever it was.
Jake, what's the plan the next couple of days in Connecticut?
Well, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow, which will be fabulous. 40 people at the Gaten Estate.
That was 4-0? 4-0.
Now, I would say 15 of them are coming from the Westport Greenwich area, so, you know.
There are not 40 people in this world I like. That's crazy.
Well, that's a big Jewish family for you. So we got 40 people rocking down there for it. And then Friday, head into New York City. Going to go to a little UConn-Illinois game. And then Monday Night Football at Gillette, we're going to go see my boy Drake May in person.
There you go.
I'm upset, though. I wanted to see my boy Cam Scatterboo because it's Giants, Patriots. Yeah. But, you know, Scat done for the year. It is what it is, though. We're just going to see the MVP at work and see how it kind of all rocks together.
Matthew Stafford got traded? So, what you talking about?
I kind of feel like it's Matt Stafford, but like.
Chill.
It's close, but I don't mean this in any demeaning way, but I talked about this a few days ago. Like, we might be approaching his season's phenomenal. They finished with the one seed in the conference. You also have, like, again, I don't mean this to diminish the award or the Lifetime Achievement Award. Like, you had the best season of your career, perhaps the best season in football at the age of 37. Yeah, writers are going to look for their story, and that's a hell of a story right there.
You're telling me, all right, the turnaround that they had in New England. They're back, baby. The Patriots are back. Hey, guys, what went wrong with Sac State this year? In like 5 seconds, what went wrong with football?
Oh, we got plenty of time. It'd be 5 seconds.
The loss to Nevada. The loss to Nevada and the loss to Cal Poly is the reason they're not in the playoffs. And you can break down that Nevada loss to whether it was the play call or the two touchdowns called back or what. You know, there are a couple different things that went wrong in that final couple minutes of the game, 5 minutes of the game. But that was a killer. And then the Poly loss, you know, turnover, that was just unacceptable. Like, they shouldn't have lost to Cal Poly. That was the killer.
You tell them.
Shouldn't have lost on Saturday. That was tough, too, being up 10 in the fourth quarter like that. That was a tough, tough loss. I'm not going to pretend like Sac State is the same as the 49ers or the Giants or the Kings to me. Like, I don't have years and decades dedicated to it, but that was a punch in the gut on Saturday, because they had it. They had it, and they would have made the playoffs, so that was tough to see.
I would say this. There's two things, okay? One, I need to figure out, like, who they're playing next year, and, like, is it – like, I want clarity on that because I don't think any of us has gotten really a ton of clarity. I know there's some murmurs out there. What's up?
Said Jake Sabonis needs clarity.
Yeah, straight. I want clarity because I want to know if they don't play a full season next year, like what does that mean for Brendan Marion, right? Mm-hmm. Does he look for another opportunity? And like I wouldn't blame him if they couldn't. Mm-hmm. So like that's kind of like where I'm at with that. That's one. But if Marion is here, like what they have coming back, I'm extremely excited about. Running back wise, wide receiver wise, offensive line. Defensively, I think they're going to reload. They have a lot of young stars as well. But there's two main areas I want them to see them do better. Got to get a quarterback, and you got to pay for one. And I don't care if you have to overpay for it, but Jaden Rashada and Cardale Williams did not cut it. Mm-hmm. Williams could not hit a shot to save his life this year. Or he had a throw to save his life this year. And I want bigger defensive backs. Like, that's the biggest thing. Yep. So.
Yep. All right, Jake, go enjoy the holiday, man. Tell Alice we said
hi.
Hey,
real quick, do you want to say hi to everybody?
Can we see the house? Can we see the estate?
Yeah, take us on a tour. We got 2 minutes.
There we go. Okay. Yep. No, we figured that that's
a nice lighting in there. Nice lighting.
I have a question. Are there Christmas trees up? This isn't going great. No, okay. Wait a minute. Where's Jake taking us? This is like the start of a horror movie. Jake, do they have internet in Old Saybrook? Was that a child? Jake was. Look at that.
Look at Jake.
Jake, is that you?
Jake, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I got one brother, one sister. Look how cute I was as a baby. All right? Like. Damn, like look at that model. All right?
Look like a little badass. What are you getting into?
Little Ralph Lauren model, all right? I'm just saying, I was a good-looking kid. All right, what else is going on here? That's it. Alice, you here? You want to say hi?
I don't think.
She left.
And
shout out to Jake, too, because everybody's thoughts were confirmed when I saw Jake on Saturday. He is in his braces. Invisalign jersey. So shout out to him, man.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
How many years you got?
Gotta get this one year and a half.
Oh yeah, you good. You do it. What they say about prison bitch, you do that standing on your head. You'll be out in no time.
We're gonna hope for the best on that. Gotta be as good looking as you two. But hey guys, real quick before I go, happy Thanksgiving to both of you. Truly a blessing to have both you guys in my life. Honestly, consider you both very good friends and just thankful for our friendship and you guys blessing me to be on your show every single week. And it truly means a lot. And love you both.
Oh, we love you too, brother. We appreciate you. Thank you, man. Go enjoy the family. We'll catch you when you get back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.